We've spent this whole week examining how the military-industrial complex is growing in Oregon, traditionally a non-militarized state. If military spending is getting in the way of substantial economic development, what can we do about it? Call our members of Congress? Tom Hartung of the World Policy Institute.
There's another element to why we can't seem to have more sensible military policies, and that is the fact that Congress is, in many respects, hostage to the military industry. They get campaign contributions. They sometimes get plants placed in their districts to specifically reward them for supporting the industry. If one member has contracts coming into his or her district, then they're often asked to support weapons that go into other members' districts, kind of a quid pro quo within the Congress. So all of these things make it very hard to eliminate some of these big-ticket items, even though a lot of them were created to fight the Soviet Union, which is long gone.
What if we tried to elect a truly progressive president? Brian Bogart, graduate student in peace studies at the University of Oregon.
It's not a problem of administration. If we change to a Democratic administration, conflict is not going to be replaced as our economic engine. It's going to stay the same. I guarantee that. It has stayed the same. A Democratic administration started this problem, the Truman administration, and the Republican administration tried to stop it. Eisenhower tried to stop it. Even Nixon did more to stop it than some other presidents did.
Dave Mazza of the Portland Alliance points out that Portland's reputation for political demonstrations may have had a more clear-cut impact on Defense Department policies than many realize.
Having read through some of the literature I came across from the Defense Department, one was pointing out that Oregon's peace community was also a factor, that Oregonians, from the Defense Department view, didn't really like having a military presence. But again, that's changing. These new companies are coming in, or old companies are turning towards defense dollars. And, it's a trend that's going to continue. There are a lot of people at that fair looking at ways to get defense dollars.
According to Mazza, the defense procurement fair hosted by Senator Gordon Smith in Portland last January shows war spending in Oregon has already hit a critical mass.
One of the issues that the peace movement needs to deal with, or the broader progressive movement needs to deal with, is coming up with viable alternatives. Not a complete blueprint of a new economy, but we need to be doing more than just saying we want to be peaceful, we want a peace economy, we want to stop making weapons. We need to realize that if we stop making weapons today, tomorrow thousands and thousands of people are going to be put out of work. And how do we address that?
Despite his years of research on war and the military-industrial complex, Brian Bogart believes there is a solution.
The hope lies in the fact that the other 99.7% of Americans are basically good people. And we should stop blaming each other. We should stop blaming our state leaders. We should stop blaming the other party, because it's just this small group of men. For the last 60 years, they've been lying to us, they've been controlling both parties. And if we can unite around one issue, the way Dr. King had us united around global economic injustice, we can prevail.
Dwight D. Eisenhower was Truman's top general during World War II. This is Eisenhower as president, speaking to the Washington, D.C. Press Club in 1953.
Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is 2 electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is 2 fine, fully equipped hospitals. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron.
For KBOO News, Rabia Yeaman, Stephanie Potter, Martha Odom, and Lisa Loving reporting.